Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Man, that's blasting.
I don't know what's going on with the level.
Oh, my God.
Woo, baby.
I put my headphones on. My head just exploded. I don't know what that was all about. Did somebody turn it up this weekend?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
Are we doing double play weekends? We don't know about it. Music radio is jacked up on our frequency. Yeah.
We just got punked.
Maybe that was it.
That's the start to the week.
I don't know.
Happy 4th of July, a little bit early. It's going to be a fun week. Didn't start out fun.
Socialists will be fine.
Well, it didn't start out fun as far as the Supreme Court today.
Ooh.
Not every ruling, but there were a couple that certainly did not go Republicans' way.
Well, yeah.
The ballot one.
Yeah, they ruled 5-4 this morning that states can count ballots that arrive after Election Day, provided they are postmarked by Election Day. So I guess that's a little bit of salve on the wound. Not entirely unexpected from my vantage point that this ruling would come down this way, but, you know, still kind of disappointing just because it's like, okay, you have so many states that have this unfettered mail-in ballot.
Yep.
How hard is it to make sure you put it in the damn mail ahead of time?
I know. No, it's frustrating. And this is another case where you'll have the left still talking about this Supreme Court, renegade Supreme Court. We got to expand it because it's just a tool of Trump. Please. It was Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett.
Yeah.
That went with the liberal justices. This has happened a number of different times. It doesn't seem to get as much play as when something is ruled by the conservatives on the bench.
No. I think Trump should call for packing the court today.
Well, you know, liberals are making the argument it should represent the number of circuits in the federal judiciary. So, yeah, let's add what would that be? You put it up to 13. So let's add 4 more justices. How about that?
Why not? Let's do it.
Yeah. And most Americans hear the whole argument and are like, we're still doing this? We're still talking about this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next. So there's a few other things going on. Let's get to Bill Maher and J.D. Vance.
Yeah. Well, Iran, we started bombing them in retaliation for them attacking something going through the Strait of Hormuz. And on it goes. A shaky ceasefire now back in play.
What does ceasefire mean?
I have no idea.
I know we've been down this road before, but it's a head-scratcher.
But, Vice President J.D. Vance, he was on Bill Maher's show on Friday night. They talked about Iran, of course, and Bill Maher asked about the nuclear program.
Mm-hmm.
But their program isn't destroyed. The nuclear program isn't destroyed. I mean, I don't know any of our objectives. And look, I said
What part is not destroyed?
Well, we didn't get in there. The whole thing was we have to get in there and see. Otherwise, we wouldn't be doing this.
Well, let me say,
no, we didn't.
First of all, so a nuclear program, and I'm hardly a nuclear scientist, I'm a lowly politician, but the thing that you have to destroy is their ability to enrich uranium, which has been destroyed. You have to destroy their ability. Well, because you need functioning centrifuges that can actually spin.
What was all the talk about? We got to get in there and we got to get the dust.
Okay,
and we didn't get in there, so how do we get the dust?
So that's actually a separate question. So there's the highly enriched stockpile, which, by the way, was allowed to accumulate over 20 years of previous administrations. That enriched stockpile is something that we want to get. But, Bill, if we never get it, and the president wants it, and we are going to get it, but if we never got it, it's buried deep underground, and they don't have the ability to turn it into a nuclear weapon. So the program is functionally destroyed. We're just talking about, can we set them back even further through these negotiations?
Okay.
That is a satisfactory answer.
I guess he didn't come back on it.
Well, I still kind of think, okay, well, what are we going to do moving forward?
That is a question.
You know, because it sort of seems like, okay, we're having negotiations here and there, and then Iran violates the ceasefire, and then maybe we hit back, maybe we don't.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, okay, we're having negotiations again. And I understand these things take time. You've got the memorandum of understanding that's still, you know, going to be nearly 2 months in the making. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we got some time, I suppose. It was nice being able to fill up for under $3 a gallon where I am. So, I mean, I'm happy about that.
But, well, with this
not where we are.
with the whole thing, I just am not going to come to any hard like conclusion of how I feel about it until we get to like late December.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what the next play is.
Right.
I don't know how much of this is for the midterms to get the gas prices down before you finish a job. It's either that or some of the things that the administration said they wanted to accomplish, they've 180'd on. Mm-hmm. So I got to believe there's more to it and that you're playing a longer game that we just don't know. I mean, that's where I'm at. And I'm just a regular jamoke trying to figure it out like anybody else.
It's me. I figure if we set him back 20 years, I'll be dead anyway. So,
so the bombs won't
that's
be falling
like
on you.
That's kind of like you. It doesn't involve me. I don't care.
Or I'll be in
grandkids, who cares?
Some windowless room pleating sheets and drooling. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see where that goes. Meanwhile, man, these races that are going on and where the Democratic Party is going, it seems like we knew it was happening. There was a Democratic Socialist takeover, and the far left woke nuts, you know, certainly are influencing the party. And then all of a sudden, it's like it's already here.
Yeah.
It's like incremental, fast.
Oh, yeah.
And so we'll tackle some of that. And do you have a clip of what was going on in Texas?
Yeah. Well, there was the state political convention. And there was the very unique defense of U.S. Senate candidate James Tallarico, that weird little Children of the Corn guy.
Yeah.
And the Texas Land Commissioner candidate for the Democrats, Ben Flores, got out there and said some odd things.
Yes, he did.
Next time they say that James is trans, we're all trans.
What?
When they say James is a gay, tofu-eating vegan, we're all gay, tofu-eating vegans.
Clip that one.
No kidding. What about Spartacus?
And when they say James is going to hell, we'll say we're all going to hell.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm.
But joke's on them.
The joke's on them. You just gave the RNC a clip of you saying we're all gay tofu-eating vegans.
Correct. Yes. Quite a defense of James Tallarico.
Yeah.
And I don't think you guys watch maybe as much YouTube as I might, but the ad is constant. Tallarico, $5. Do you have $5 that you could give?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
It's running all the time.
What do I get for that? Do I get a sticker, tote
no,
bag? What do I get?
No, but nothing? You get control of the Senate back to the Democrats fight against the billionaires, Scott. You ever heard that one before?
Yeah, a billion times.
Of course.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you happened to see over the weekend, Joe Biden, he was at the old Democratic convention in Maryland.
Stumbling and bumbling.
Wow.
Things have not gotten better in retirement.
Weird, huh? There,
you know, I don't have to go through the whole speech, but there were just little parts where I couldn't figure it out. And David, you're the guy that has, you know, this weird talent for deciphering what Joe's trying to say.
Well, it's the Josetta Stone that I developed during my days as a nursing home volunteer.
Okay, so help with this one. I know it's something corruption, and then I'm not quite sure.
The corruption. The brazen, blatant corruption.
What was that?
Brazen and blatant corruption.
Brazen and blatant?
Yes.
That was blatant.
All right.
The brazen, blatant corruption.
Bling. Corruption.
Hmm.
Those big chains. Yeah.
Okay, and then it was something else. I forget.
Corruption on a scale never seen before in American history in any administration.
Corruption on a scale that's never been seen before in American history.
Okay. All right. So we got that one. You ready for your next challenge?
Sure.
Okay. I'm not quite sure here. It's something. I know he says, get up, damn it, at the end.
What you do is not as straightforward and simple. It's time to get up, damn it.
What President- was that?
The President of the United States, something, it's simple. I don't know what the lead up to that was.
Yeah, it's...
What you do is not as straightforward and simple. It's time to get up, damn it!
Warren Simple? Is that what he said? Say again, David.
The President of the United States, something, it's simple. All right. Words?
What you do is not as straightforward and simple. It's time to get up, damn it!
Warren Simple? Warren Simple?
Warren Simple kind of man?
Warren Simple? I don't know.
Can we put it into song? Skinnerd? Don't know about that one.
It was really strange, man.
Yeah, it was. And then it's something about young people. Is it bumbling around? I don't know what he was saying here.
To the young people in this room, I know you're trying to make sense of all this bubbling and unfolding around you. I get it. I really do.
What?
Bubbling up, foaming around you?
I thought it was fooling around. Bump.
Hold. All right, let's do the whole clip again.
To the young people in this room, I know you're trying to make sense of all this bubbling and unfolding around you.
Oh, bubbling and unfolding.
I really do.
Okay.
Bubbling and unfolding around. Yeah, okay.
What does that mean?
All this stuff that's swirling around you and you don't know what to do?
I guess.
All right. Bubbling and unfolding around
there
you.
There's a serious lack of truant dashed under the pressure.
Okay. Sounds like a Smashing Pumpkin lyric from 1996. From Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. Something like that. All right. I think we got all that. Then it was just, I think he wanted to say damn it, but didn't bring himself to do it.
So let's get up and fight back, God darn it.
All right, there you go.
All right. So he still has that anger thing where all of a sudden he does that.
He does the stand-up thing too, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there was also, you know, his dad once said, Joey, Joey. There was a whole bit on that too.
He did that again, the dad thing?
He did. What is that?
I don't know.
I have no idea what that is.
I think that's
is.
Your computer.
I'm not doing anything. It's just it has a mind of its own.
I just keep hearing that. That's the sound of the Rosetta Stone breaking.
Yeah. Not me this time.
You know what? With the whole start with all the tech stuff at this.
Yes.
You know what I say?
What?
Good. Makes us stronger. Makes us overcome challenges.
Yeah.
I'm going Jocko on this
there
thing.
There you go.
Okay.
Maybe that sound lets you know that there's a Joe Biden clip coming.
That's great. Well, it is Monday. That means Mashup Monday. Always look forward to it. I don't know what we have today.
Dude, this is... Bill McClintock has outdone himself for this one. Okay.
Oh, wait a second. Did this just come out in the last week?
Yeah, it came out a couple days ago.
I did not listen to it on purpose, wondering if you were going to bring this in.
Okay, so it is... get your scorecards ready.
Okay.
Huey Lewis in the news, The Power of Love.
Yeah.
Versus The Tramps, Disco Inferno.
Yeah.
Versus The Commodores, Lady... Versus okay. Jimi Hendrix, All Along the Watchtower. Versus Earth, Wind, and Fire, Serpentine Fire.
Ooh, yeah.
Roll it. It's wild. Does McClintock take psychedelics? Because this seemed imagined somewhere else, man.
He hears things we can't hear.
He just picks a different, like, Sirius XM niche channel. Says, okay, yacht rock. Listens for 3 hours and says, these all work together.
It's like some sort of trip that you take that sometimes you're like, I'm not sure if that was good or bad, but it was certainly interesting. I'll tell you that.
Standing.
And it did work.
Yeah, it worked.
Oh,
yeah.
It fits together.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, socialists have taken over the Democratic Party.
Oh, yeah.
The proof coming up and the five stories we're watching today in just a few.